This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is a food surplus country and engaged in providing solutions for global food security and global nutrition security. He assured that the government is strengthening the agriculture sector with reforms and measures aimed at improving the lives of farmers. Addressing the 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said agriculture is the center of government's economic policy. He said India is the largest producer of millets, milk, pulses and spices. The Prime Minister said India is promoting chemical-free natural farming. He said in the Union Budget 2024-25, there is a big focus on sustainable agriculture. He said India is using digital technology in the agriculture sector, and under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi, funds are transferred to the bank accounts of 10 crore farmers by one click. Our correspondent reports that around 1,000 delegates from around 75 countries are taking part in the International Conference of Agricultural Economists. The theme for this year's conference is Transformation Towards Sustainable Agri-Food Systems. Speaking on the occasion, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, India's agricultural growth rate has consistently been the highest in the world. In Kerala, the humanitarian assistance and disaster relief by the army is continuing in the landslide-hit areas of Wayanad district. Search operations started for the fifth day today with more than 1,300 rescuers and heavy machinery and sophisticated equipment. Rescue workers comprising the army, NDRF and other agencies have fanned out in the affected area in their bid to look out for more bodies. Following a request by the state government, the army said it will airlift a Zawar radar, 4 Reco radars, along with operators from Delhi today for deep search among the debris. In Uttarakhand, today is the third day of relief and rescue operations at various places of Kedarnath Dham and Yatra route to safely evacuate stranded pilgrims. About 7,000 devotees and local people have been rescued safely so far. To complete the rescue operation speedily, NDRF, SDRF, DDRF and the police department are working on a war footing along with the use of helicopters. Still about 1,000 devotees are stranded at various places. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami spoke to the district magistrate and superintendent of police of Rudraprayag this morning and reviewed the disaster-related relief and rescue operations and gave necessary instructions. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has appealed to all citizens to bolster Har Ghar Tiranga campaign movement further and participate in it with the same enthusiasm again. In a social media post, Mr. Shah asked people to hoist the tricolour or display it in their homes between 9th to 15th of August. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Har Ghar Tiranga campaign has evolved into a national movement over the last 2 years. He said it is awakening the basic unity in every Indian across the length and breadth of the nation. Mr. Shah appealed to people to take a selfie with the Tiranga and upload it on the Har Ghar Tiranga website, harghartiranga.com. Union Tourism and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has said tourism has the potential to drive the Indian economy to become the third largest in the world. Addressing the gathering at the inaugural ceremony of the 7th edition of the International Hospitality Expo 2024 in Greater Noida, Mr. Shekhawat emphasized that tourism in India holds numerous opportunities. At the Paris Olympics, archer Deepika Kumari has entered quarterfinals of the women's single event. Deepika demonstrated her prowess in the elimination round, securing a comfortable 6-4 victory over Dutch archer Quinty Rofan. However, another archer, Bhajan Kaur, lost to Indonesia's Dayananda Chorunisa 5-6 in the round of 16. In 25-meter air pistol shooting, Manu Bhakar missed out on a hat-trick as she finished the campaign with 2 historic bronze medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.